item one.
Item number one from the manager of Real Estate Services, Department of Administrative Services, requesting approval of a revised development agreement and an agreement to implement the development of Block 26 in the Park East Corridor. On June 18th, 2012, this item was laid over.
All right, so the matter is properly before us. Mr. Dillman, do you have anything to add to last meeting's comments?
Madam Chair, no, other than the recommendation of staff stands.
We do have a number of cards, so we will take up the comments first. I'm going to ask speakers to please keep your comments brief. We have had a full meeting of testimony, beginning with Mr. Peter Hanrahan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Peter Hanrahan. I live at 1014 North Astor, apartment 33, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. On June 18th, this committee heard the testimony of SEIU Local 1 regarding the Park East development. In that testimony, committee members heard how the irresponsible actions of WineGuard Partners ruined the lives of 12 janitors at 875 East Wisconsin, and how these actions of WineGuard Partners threatened the nearly 500 janitors with the loss of health insurance by forcing concessions at other buildings in downtown Milwaukee. After hearing this testimony, the committee voted to delay the Park East development for 1 month. The purpose of that delay was to give the two parties a chance to resolve this issue. It was the feeling of not just the four, but sometimes five of those of you committee members said, we got to resolve this issue. Unfortunately, even after SEIU Local 1 reached out through various bodies, we have not been able to resolve this. We haven't heard anything from WineGuard Partners. The janitors at building still do not have health insurance. They aren't returned to work. There's still poverty-paying jobs there. And that threat over the heads of the 500 other janitors remains. We're going into negotiations, and other building owners are going to demand the same thing. And as I mentioned before, the health insurance burden is going to fall on your lap. We're asking that you continue this delay, or else find a responsible building owner and developer that's going to move not just one building forward, but make sure that the whole city goes forward. Do not throw the janitors underneath the bus. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next speaker is Zoran Markovic.
Good morning. Zoran Markovic, and I'm a business representative for the Carpenters Union. I live at 1747 South Carriage Lane. The reason that I'm here is I am in support of the Park East Square project. Reason being is I represent over 3,000 members with a 25% unemployment rate. As you know, the construction industry has taken the biggest hit in these times. So we're all about creating jobs, and that's what why we are here to support this project, create jobs for my members. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Ken Kramer.
Good morning, supervisors. Again, thank you very much for allowing me to speak. I'm Ken Kramer. I represent over 20,000 members in the union construction industry, from contractors to tradespeople, and we are in full support of the Park East Square project. I want to just make sure everybody understands this from our viewpoint, that we have no guarantee with the WineGuard Development Group that these jobs are going to be guaranteed to be our members doing it. I feel it's important to mention that, because we as a union and an industry need to sell ourselves on what we do, bringing projects on time, under budget, very comparable to what the modernists seen, and we see this as an opportunity to partner with a developer that wants to move the Parkies forward. And we want to make sure that we do our job up front to tell them that we present the best product possible. Now, we're talking about a project that doesn't have anything to do with this project. And I don't understand how that can pertain to this project. We're trying to talk about the Parkey Square project today, and we are in full favor of that. I can tell you that talking to my members and some of the supervisors that this is needed. We need to move the Parkey Square forward. We looked at this dinosaur for how long. We see an opportunity for a company with private money to come in and move this forward. I'm very much in favor, and I thank you for your time, and I hope you do the right thing. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Tom Malonzi.
Thank you, Supervisors. My name is Tom Malonzi. I am the Principal Officer of Teamsters Local 200 in Milwaukee. Our offices are located on 6200 West Blue Mound, and we have approximately 4,000 members in our local union, and I'm here in support of the project for the jobs also that's going to bring to Milwaukee. So thank you.
Thank you. Next, Mike Gurick.
Good morning. Mike Gurick, Teamsters Local 200 business representative. I handle the construction end, and I just want you to be aware that we want this project to go forward. I have many members whose health care has fallen into the state because they're not working that would be covered. Thank you.
Next, Tom Benevent. Correct the name if I'm wrong here.
It's Benvenuto. Tom Benvenuto, I am a business representative for the Teamsters, and I also am in support of the project. We have a lot of members who aren't working, and whether they're union members on this job or they're members who are non-union, it's a great opportunity to put people back to work, and that's what we need in that area, in this industry. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Eric Strom.
Good morning, Supervisors. I'm Eric Strom, 5778 Oakwood in Greendale. I represent the Carpenters, too, from Carpenters Local 344, about 1,500 members, and right now we're looking at about 33% unemployment. Again, I realize there's no guarantees that my men will be put to work on this job, but any construction work that goes on in the area boosts the economy and helps the overall construction industry. Right now we have an aging construction industry, and one of our focuses is to get more work so we can bring young people in to continue the trade on. Thank you.
Thank you. Chris Oley.
I'm in support of this.
Thank you. Raul Hernandez.
Good morning, Supervisors. Thank you for allowing me to speak. My name is Raul Hernandez, business agent for the Carpenters Union, Local 344. Represent about over 1,500 members. I, too, am in support of this project. A lot of our members have been out of work for a long time, and we support this project, livable wage, wages. And thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Dillman, if you would come back to the table, please. Just to reiterate the policy, with regard to this property, it is part of the PERC document or resolution this board created. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And the amendments to this development agreement, are they all concurrence with the PERC?
Yes, they are.
All right. I would offer the board the floor. Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was one of the people who voted to lay this over in the last meeting. I have talked to people from SEIU, and they have a concern about low wages and the health insurance. I also talked to Stu Wongard and also Rich Kirtle. They are, and I want Rich to come when he have opportunity to come forward to talk about what we talked about prevailing wages and stuff like that, and and we will be. I want to work with Rich and SIE to make sure that we have a win-win situation. The reason why I want to make sure you understand why I'm changing my vote on this, I have people. I talked to a number of other people, and they are committed to put people in my community to work in apprenticeship programs, making sure that they have jobs. And right now, we have unemployment in my community very strong. I believe in that the janitors should have a fair wage and also health insurance. But we got to figure out how we can do that. And I'm willing to work with both sides to make this win. But if we don't move this project, if we don't move this project alone, I do not want to lose this project. There's other circumstances. They want to talk about financial situation and timeliness of this project. But we need this project in the community to put people to work. 400 jobs is at stake. And I can't consciously, and I'm always talking about, it's about jobs, it's about helping people in my community. And that's why I'm changing my vote at the time, not lay this over. I stated at the meeting that I do support this job, but we need to make sure that we work together, particularly with the janitors, because they are very important in this community. But also, there's a number of people who need jobs also. So, Madam Chair, I would like to move approval of this committee, of this project.
Thank you. All right, there's a motion for approval. Supervisor Bond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will also, too, just want to state my position and why my logic in supporting the delay was to try to reach that win-win situation that Supervisor Mayo just detailed. But I can see that that's not in my control. I was in support of this project from the beginning, and I too knew the impact that it could have on residents in the 10th district and possibly getting them hired to work this project. So that was not the issue, but also trying to reach that common ground. But it seems that we cannot reach there, and at this time we need to continue to move forward and make sure that development is happening in the Park East on a piece of land that was sold years ago. So we want to make sure that we're moving our county forward and putting our priorities in order. So I, too, am in support of following through and continuing to move forward. Thank you.
Supervisor Weishman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm very disappointed that we're having this meeting today, that I don't think that there was a good faith effort to try and solve some of the differences. And, in fact, you compare that to what Milwaukee County has done in a good faith effort to try and create development. We've given one option extension, one pass after another to different developers. You know, they come in here, they say they have a project, and then they come back a month later and say, oh, the financing fell through, and we're supposed to give them an extension. And we've been about as accommodating as we can be, and I don't think it was too much to ask that we just asked that the parties sit down for a couple weeks and try and come to some accommodation on the issue. And when I'm going to make my judgment on this, I'm going to use the same standards that I think that the development partners are going to use when they select the contractors. And they're going to ask those contractors, say, hey, what jobs have you worked on in the past? What's your track record? And I'm going to, use the standard that, when these apartments are built, when somebody wants to rent them, they're going to say, hey, what's the credit rating on these people? Should we allow them to live in these apartments? And it's all about track record and the past. And those who don't think that other projects around Milwaukee County somehow are not relevant to this, are not living by the same standards that this partnership group is going to apply to the people who are going to build it and to the people who are going to live in this project. It's a double standard that they get all the exceptions, they get more time to finance it, they get more time to bank the land, but when it comes time to the contractors, when it comes time for the people who are going to live in this building, they aren't going to get the second chance and the extension. To my friends in the labor community, I guess I'm very disappointed in this because You know, I grew up in a labor family. 10 of us, my father was a sheet metal worker with Local 18, and I've been going to different labor, you know, functions since I can remember. And it was all about solidarity and family and unity. And that an insult against one is an insult against all of us. And I guess that, you know, it's hard to believe in that when the leadership isn't preaching that and following that. And I just find it very disappointing. And for those who come here and say there's no guarantee of jobs, I would say if you're going to go forward and support this without that guarantee, you're a fool. The fact is you're not taking into consideration the environment we live in. The fact is, come January, there's going to be a new state legislature that's going to be seated. And guess what? Don't be surprised if there's legislation. I know it's already written by Voss and our from Cuyinga here in Brookfield. And it's going to be a right-to-work state. And don't be surprised if there's a clause in there that says that local governments aren't going to be able to enforce those things like prevailing wage. And when you look at the timeline for this, there commence excavation is September 2013. It's page 52 of the document. If you don't think that there's going to be some kind of, you know, contract language or something that's going to be put in there, that guess what? You're not going to have a union contractor on this job. You know, it's just mind-boggling that we have people come here and push this project when they claim they have no guarantees. I just find that amazing. And it undercuts the, then what are you here for? And those members who pay union dues, they want to know, what are you doing here if there's no guarantee they're going to get a job? And then the last point to my colleagues, I think that when we make a decision to lay something over and we give direction to whoever it is, that we should expect them to follow that direction. And I just find it ridiculous that we are holding this meeting today that, you know, not less than 24 hours later, it seemed like, oh, we got to have a special meeting. It just goes to me, who's in control here? This is public land. This is supposed to benefit the whole community, not just one developer or one contractor or one special interest group of people. So I think you can go, you can judge by my comments today where I'll be voting, and I'm just disappointed in the actions of everybody today. Thank you.
Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate you putting this item on the agenda and calling this special meeting. I think it was necessary. I appreciate Supervisor Mayo and Bowen for publicly changing their votes and giving their reason why I supported this. Why are we here? Well, I think one of the things we're supposed to do is help create jobs and bring in some tax base, and that's what we're doing. That's what moving this project forward is. I feel sorry for the custodians. I do believe that they do deserve a better wage, but the question that probably should have been asked last week was, let's say we delayed it a month and came back and nothing happened. Then what? Do we delay it another month and then another month? This has been going on since the end of last year. I think their last day of work was November 30th, if I recall, or maybe it was January 1st. So don't you think that the custodian union, the SEIU, has been trying to meet with this developer to try to solve this problem? So let's give them another month, and then we're just wasting time and jobs, you know, shovels could be in the ground and people could be working. I think that's why we're here. Yes, this is public land, but I think we have a responsibility to the taxpayers to help people working, people in Supervisor Mayo's district, Supervisor Bowen's district, and all throughout the county, and also to put a tax base to help us pay for everything that is necessary. We saw the articles in the paper of, what, a $28 million shortfall in this next budget when 5 years is going to be $92 million. How do you think we solve it? I think it's also building. So I'm glad we're here. It was the right thing to do. And as I did last week, I support moving forward. Thank you.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, since we're all weighing in, I mean, I just want to summarize what we've been through and maybe just get to the point. The point is what we have control of and what we're supposed to vote on, what we have responsibility for is the development agreement in front of us. I come from a union background. I'm very, very proud of my father. He's 92 years old, head of the state AFL-CIO, labor family. but I work for the county, and I do what's in the best interest of the county. I do what's in the best interest of jobs. We talk about social justice. We have high unemployment rates. Let's just look at the development agreement in front of us. That's what we're supposed to be voting on. I mentioned, too, I'd like to see some resolution in some of these areas. I mean, I don't think there's going to be a landslide now. I don't know all the specifics here. We're not here. We don't negotiate on a previous building on what went on. Unfortunately, I've heard different stories on this. I wouldn't think all of a sudden on one day a developer would come in and say, you're all fired, that there wasn't some background, there wasn't some else things going on. I'm not privy to all that. We're not here to make a decision on that. That's a billing. It has nothing to do with this contract in front of us. I want to point out the specifics here. Every hoop that, and most understandable, that we put on, the whole PERC agreement, this development is required to follow it. They said they would. They were in front of us yesterday. I've got some correspondence here from the Park East Community Advisory Committee. They said they signed off to this a couple years ago. The enumeration of all the things we're asked to do, the responsibilities that we're supposed to follow this board for the PERC. Everything has been complied. I asked a couple questions specifically last month. Do you have to follow the CDBG, okay, or the CBDP, the Community Disadvantaged Business Enterprise? Do you have to follow all the rules? Yes, we're committed to do this. The young lady who was part of the second phase went through that. There is nothing in front of us that would dictate to us that this is not a good deal, and we've been waiting a long time here. I certainly understand what Kyle, we have some feelings, but we want to see people get to work. I think there's been so many developments over the years that have come before us numerous times, and financing is an issue. We have a partner finally who can get the financing from the bank. We don't want to see this go forward. We don't want to see thousands of jobs come. We don't want to see the Park East go ahead. Well, it is our responsibility to do this. This has been a long time coming. Every criteria that this board or our real estate or I asked Corporation Council on this last month too, has all these things been fulfilled by this development? The answer is 100% yes. The other issue is, has to be worked out. That's a separate issue that has no direct bearing on the contract we have in front of us. This is what we have to vote on. This is what we have in front of us. If you talk about justice should be that these kinds of things should go forward. We got thousands of jobs at stake. We got the economic well-being of the Park East. Everybody wants to see all the jobs in this community that need to be done. We talk about people losing a benefit. There have been hundreds of people, obviously, who have lost benefits because of the lack of construction we've had. And not all, and I'm not going to point fingers at anybody, really. We've all kind of went through this together. The banks made some bad decisions. They had to pull back. I mean, I don't have to talk to anybody here about the history of all this. So we've been in difficult times together. And I'm just, I think the new developer has a track record that is successful. Every aspect we've talked about, as far as this development goes, again, is a positive. All the things, the PERC, et cetera, we followed through on. So, I know we can have some problems with some extraneous, and we all don't like that, but there is just no reason that this shouldn't go ahead. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With respect to initiatives that have been brought forth by this board as it relates to construction and building development, when I arrived on the board, I was happy to find out that Milwaukee County, at least its Department of Public Works, encouraged prevailing wages. And I got involved with the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Steering Committee, was a member of it, and eventually became the chair. So it's very important that the provisions of the Park East Redevelopment Compact are important. They are important that they're delineated, that everyone understands what the provisions are. and it seems that the developers understand that. However, I am very disappointed in the fact that with respect to SEIU and its grievances, the developer actually had health insurance for the janitors who worked at 875 East Wisconsin Avenue. And once you give somebody something, then it's very disheartening, disappointing, and something really that should be noticed when you take something like that away. Mr. Hanrahan indicated that there are other janitors. There are the developments or the buildings at which there are janitors. And it's very problematic for me when, again, something is given and it is taken away, particularly as it relates to, and it's not as if these people are making prevailing wages. And the perk in Milwaukee County's policy since I've been here as a county supervisor since 2000 is to make sure that prevailing wages are paid. I understand that the union representatives, the business managers, the secretary treasurers, those who have come forth, they want their people to work. I'm well aware of that, and they should be working. But there's also principle involved. Even though this matter that's before us relates to a reconfiguration of a realignment of a development agreement, it's very important that there be some integrity with respect to what we as county board members do and how we treat the people in our community. We're elected officials, and we represent individuals. We don't represent just people who live outside of Milwaukee County. We represent people in Milwaukee County. And the Park East redevelopment lands, 16 acres of which are our responsibility, is something that we are responsible for. So for whatever happens there, we have to make sure that it's done in a right way. So I will continue to vote against this on principle, because if we're going to be leaders as county board members, then for whatever we pass, whatever this municipal corporation puts forth as its policy, is something that we should be good stewards of.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Mann.
Madam Chair, can we have the developer and is your partner here? Can they come speak on this issue? Because there are certain things that I want to make sure that I'm going to work with both sides to see how we can solve this. But the question is, there have been a number of things of disrespect, not responsible to the employees, and we need to make sure that, because I know that one side is very vocal, and they have a strong case. And I would like you, Madam Chair, if you would like, have him make a statement, and then we can wrap this up, because I feel that we need to be working together, because everybody in Milwaukee County, regardless of what you do, from a janitor to a construction person, need to have responsible and respected what type of job they do.
Thank you, Supervisor Mayo. Thank you for coming forward. Please first identify yourself, and then you may make a statement or response to Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Stuart Wongard. Our offices are located at 1200 North Mayfair Road. And I sincerely appreciate the ability to address this committee today. The issue, and I'm going to bring it because this is the one that's first and foremost, the issue with SEIU is not a union versus non-union issue, never has been. It's not a cost issue. My contract with the firm that we hired for this is that they have to pay competitive wages and they have to pay benefits. And the firm that will be coming in there has the same thing. We ask that they go and they pay at least union scale or above. We do not receive any benefit. My company does not receive any benefit. I do not receive any benefit from any reduction in wages or benefits. It's an issue about quality and performance. With me today, I have a copy of a letter that was between the prior building ownership and SEIU, where there is a dispute, and they were asking for changes and improvement in quality, and they were basically told, you push us forward, we're going to come after you. We're interested in creating jobs here. Our firm has consistently created jobs throughout this down economy. And if you take a look at our history with Milwaukee County, it's one that you would be proud to be associated with. Prior to the request to have prevailing wages on the sale of county-owned land, we developed an office building. It's the office building that we're headquartered in, 1200 North Mayfair, High Point. That job was 100% union, all excellent, good-paying jobs. Our firm has a history of having strong and good union relationships in metropolitan Milwaukee. We have approximately 80% union workforce on our jobs right now. We've also taken a leadership role in the way that we encourage diversity on our sites. Our company is one-third of color, and it's something that we strongly encourage opportunities within our firm. The job that's underway right now on Water Street, which is not subject to the same requirements, but the City of Milwaukee asks us to do a good faith effort on diversity, currently is a 22% workforce of color. It currently is one-third contractors of color, and by the time the job is done, the workforce on there will be approximately one-third of color. So, I mean, it's important to us to be responsible members of this community. Unfortunately, I was not able to be here last week, Monday. My father-in-law passed away about a week and a half ago, and last week, Monday, was the day of his burial. I could not be here. He owned a company called the A.J. Peach Company. He retired about 20 years ago. And my father-in-law and I had many, many discussions over the years about labor relations. He was an employer, but within his shop, every single person in there, except for his office staff, was a member of a collective bargaining unit. He had carpenters in there, and he is proud to go and associate himself with the Carpenters Union. He had cabinet makers. He had painters and finishers that were union members, and his drivers were Teamsters. So it was important to him also. The interesting story, and I don't want to drag this too long, but a number of years ago, all the unions were on strike, and his shop was being picketed, and it was raining cats and dogs outside. He didn't have anything going on inside, so he opened up the garage door. He said, guys, come on in. We'll set up some card tables here. Get out of the rain. I mean, it was a strong relationship. You work together. And the reason why we're always proud to be associated with the Construction Trades Union, Building Trades Union of the city, the Building Trades Union provide high productivity, craftsmanship, and they've also done an excellent job of implementing safety rules. So our jobs are considered safe jobs. That's important to us. At the end of the day, this is about creating jobs, and we do need them in this area. I mean, the people that are represented by the unions behind me, a lot of them right now are not employed. They're losing their cars. Sometimes they're losing their houses. We currently have 400 people. In the last 12 months, we put over 400 people to work. Our goal next year, our goal in the next 12 months is to put 1,000 people to work. We think we can do that. We came into this recession, fortunately, with some reserves, and we want to continue to go forward. Now, I'm in the phone book. I have not ever refused a phone call from an SEIU representative. I have not heard from them in weeks. I've seen them in the paper in the last couple of weeks. My home phone is available, my direct line, my cell phone. They have all of those. I'm happy to go and sit down and talk to them about it. They have to earn their way back in based upon performance. And happy to talk to them.
Thank you, Mr. Weingard. Are you finished?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Would you like to speak?
My name is Pam Opid. I'm with Park East Square. I work with Rich Curto. And we are strong partnership, and we are committed to the PERC and the DBE, and as we've always said, we will support this community.
Vice Mayor, we can get the last one.
Thank you.
Not quite.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that. And the reason why I'm glad you're here, Rich has been working on this project for 6 years now.
I've been with him a lot.
Yeah, so this project really needs to move forward. Unfortunate and fortunate that Mr. Wongar got involved with it, but Mr. Kirtle have switched so many times, and that's when one of our supervisors made a statement that we've been giving extension because he have a good project and a good product, but we needed to get this shovel in the ground. But one thing that I want, and Mr. Wongar, I'm glad you mentioned that I will call you and I will call Pete to say, hey, let's sit down, because we need to make sure that we have some dialogue so I can talk to my colleagues and make sure, because you said that you had another partner that you have, administrator that work in those projects. You said that you have another company that you go through to have benefits and the janitor, whatever they do. I'm done. Then that's it.
Mr. Wongar, you may respond to that question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We do not directly hire union employees or any employees. We hire the contractors, and we typically go and set the standards. And in this case, there was a firm that was dismissed, a firm that was given guidelines as far as what our cleaning standards are and what we expected of them. And again, we're open to meet with anybody who can go and work with us to achieve these standards. I'd like to bring one other thing forward too. There were 10 people that were previously employed by this firm that I don't know if they're employed now or not, but I shared this with council members of the city of Milwaukee. If any of those people wish to contact me, we will do our best faith effort to find them employment elsewhere. Very comfortable with doing that. And we do have a commitment to providing competitive wages, and we have made a firm commitment within this building and elsewhere that these wages should be at least at competitive wages with the union and pay the same type of benefits and provide the same type of benefits. This is something that I've not really had a chance to bring out in public, and I feel very uncomfortable even having to speak in this manner. But our firm has a track record that every single one of you has a chance to investigate, a track record that's good for this county, and it's a track record that's developed a lot of high-quality development to the city.
Supervisor Paul.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to clarify just one thing. The expected construction start date was in the air last time, and I thought in the last meeting I seen September 2013 in your presentation. What was the date that you had?
The 2013 date was an outside date on the off chance that something like this would come up and push us so they wouldn't be able to meet the September 2012 date. We have had, we've issued our first bid package for mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades and fire protection. We've had our first DBE meeting with Frieda Webb, which was about 2 weeks ago. We were receiving the bids actually today, and we'll be having our first scope meetings on Thursday. All intents and purposes to start September 1 of 2012.
Gotcha. September 2012. And then, just also, I'd like to just state that I'm really interested in making sure that those DBE requirements and the PERC guidelines are followed, because it really benefits the people in my community, and I make sure it's my duty to make sure those things are happening. So kind of expect me to be in your business a little bit more than usual.
Mr. Wongar, apparently you're going to address that.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. Our firm is our group, our joint venture, is fully committed to making this happen, and we've always exceeded any requirements in the past. We were very proud that we were able to dramatically exceed the requirements on our Mayfair Road project. And again, we're fully committed to this.
And we are working very closely with Frieda Reib and her group to make sure that everybody understands what needs to be done and that we do it successfully, and I welcome your participation.
All right, I think we've made a fairly thorough record here. Thank you, everyone, for your input. Madam Clerk, I believe we have a motion to approve made by Supervisor Mayo. Would you please call the roll?
Supervisor Bowen?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Weishaun?
No.
Taylor?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 2 noes.
That concludes the agenda for today's meeting. Thank you, everyone, for attending.